Dwayne, good morning.
Hello, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program. Now, this iceberg that we're talking about just now, this iceberg is believed to be one of the biggest top 10 on record, roughly the size, and this is astonishing, roughly the size of Bali, I'm told. This is going to require maps to just be redrawn. The whole area has changed the face of it. Just how significant is this sort of calving event?
I mean, it's certainly a big one in the scale of things. These things do happen occasionally around the continent. But it's one that has obviously been picked up and has had a lot of interest around the place.
Now, as I say, it was sort of anticipated by a great deal of scientists, but what causes something like this to happen, like such a huge amount of ice to break off of a peninsula? What actually causes it?
That's really the question that people are trying to answer at the moment in terms of studying the region. So there is potential that it's been affected by climate change, but these sort of processes do happen naturally anyway. So some of the large ice shelves, like the Amory Ice Shelf, which is near some of the Australian stations, that one has a 50 or 100 year calving cycle where basically the ice will advance for 50 or 100 years and then get too unstable and break off and retreat back to a more stable point. So it is potentially a cyclical process, or alternatively, it's one that we might need to look out for in terms of a more climate change attribution aspect.
One of those situations where, as much as we in the media like to immediately point fingers to a certain cause, scientists are going to need a little bit more time to study.
Yeah, particularly with this one, because it's not an area that's especially easy to get to. So a lot of the early records that we've had in other places by the early explorers going down on ships, those aren't as easily available in this part of the world. So and length of monitoring has pretty much been confined to where we've had satellite observations.
This one's occurred on the Larsen C ice shelf. Now, I understand in 1995, 7 years after its own calving event, the Larsen A ice shelf collapsed. Could this kind of event, like this enormous calving event, kind of lead to a bit of a domino effect? Could this lead to another collapse in the Larsen C ice shelf?
It's certainly possible. So there's been a bit of work recently done on trying to understand how much ice you can lose off the front of an ice shelf or any particular one around Antarctica. And it looks like this one has pretty much carved off the safety band for Larsen C. So any more loss of the ice through melting from the bottom or the top could push it back into a stage where it becomes much less stable and starts to collapse like those ones did further north.
And I'm told this one's not going to have any sort of impact on sea levels. The iceberg that we're talking about has actually been floating for some time. But is it, could it be seen as a bit of a warning that if we see a collapse like the Larsen C ice shelf collapse, that we could be seeing a rise in sea levels caused by these kind of events?
So, indirectly it can have an influence. So the ice shelves, which is what the iceberg carved off, the floating sections of the glaciers, and they tend to act as a bit of a handbrake on the glacier that sits back up on the land. And so when you lose bits of the ice shelf, especially if you get collapsed like the Larsen B did, the glaciers behind them tend to accelerate and start basically just falling out into the sea. And that does contribute to sea level. Now, Larsen C in particular, there's not a huge amount of ice that sits behind it. I think I've seen that maybe less than 1 centimetre of sea level equivalent, but the interesting and potentially concerning thing about this one is that it's one of the bigger ice shelves around the continent. And if this one goes, then we start to ask ourselves the question, how stable are the other ones, which like the Ross or the Ronnie ice shelf, which do hold a lot of ice behind them.
So what actually happens now with an iceberg like this one? We've seen 1 trillion tonnes of ice. I imagine it's got to go somewhere. So what actually happens with this sort of iceberg?
So the way, or what tends to happen with these icebergs is they basically just float out into the ocean and end up in often warm, further and further north into the ocean where it gets warmer, and then they melt and break up and produce smaller icebergs, and eventually that ends up turning into a slightly fresher water on the surface of the ocean.
So won't be paying us a visit here in Sydney anytime soon.
Well, I guess that's something that wait to see. One of the bigger ones that broke off a few years ago did, and a small portion of it ended up near Dunedin, and set off as a tourist attraction for a couple of weeks. So these things tend to take several years before they get to some of the more northerly parts of the world.
Well, Dwayne, thank you very much. Really appreciate you joining us this one, because, like I said, an iceberg the size of Bali breaking off Antarctica doesn't happen every day, and it really is just sort of a fascinating event.
Yeah, it's certainly one for the books.
Thank you very much for joining us.
All right, much appreciated.